gave a little smack dog Willie. Jeremy is still jumping. He is still jumping. Hey, give us a call, 359-2255. What a night of baseball. And the phones are going crazy.
Go crazy.
John in Villa Grove. How are you, John?
Hey, doing fine. Remember last week I told you there was a tradition. So
yep.
I want to remind you. I'm glad you're off the ledge.
I am. And as you will hear later, I don't know if you were able to hear the 3 o'clock hour when I did my public apology.
Yes, I heard that. Right. I had tears on my phone. I didn't know if it was an apology or a eulogy. I couldn't take them.
You know what? It does kind of sound a little sappy, doesn't it?
But anyway, you're saying you're going to watch the Cardinal celebration tonight. It sort of reminds me of last night, and then me and the wife was watching it. And I have to remind you, me and my wife are in what you call a mixed marriage. She's a Cub fan, and I'm a Cardinal fan.
Ooh.
And we were watching the Mad Hungarian interview, the Ryan Terrio, is it, I believe it is?
Right.
And the first thing he said was, well, it's sort of a lot better down here in St. Louis than it is Chicago, isn't it? And my wife gave me the fish eye, and she says, oh, well, that was terrible to say, wasn't it?
You know what, John? That's the one.
I saw that.
I did, too. That was the one thing. And Terrio's like, well, I did this twice for the Cubs.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Roboski's like, oops.
She was a little upset. I said, I think I'm going to bed.
Yeah, I'll watch this tomorrow when you're gone. I love it. Yeah. John, thanks, buddy.
All right.
I watched that when Roboski did that, and I'm like, wait, the Cubs had a lot of success once.
I know. That was getting out of hand.
They didn't get the ultimate success. Exactly. But yeah, I mean, that was a homer question right there.
Tony in St. Joe. How are you, Tony?
Oh, just fine. Hey, being a longtime Mets fan, you're going to know what this one is.
Oh, boy.
The Buckner game. And you haven't watched the Barkman thing. Actually, a lot of time has spent on Buckner.
Yeah. It was almost like half the thing. It was a lot about scapegoats.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought about half.
Okay.
On that. And I had forgotten it. I mean, that was the greatest moment. But my wife reminded me that, like, seconds before that happened, I was in the fetal position on the floor. And then looked up at the screen and saw that and just sprang to life.
Oh, isn't it sad how sports can just put us as, like, five-year-old kids? Great in the same might. That's good. Tony, thanks, buddy.
That was your 1 year, one and done, like the Bears.
Yeah, but you got one, right?
Yeah, that's going to last forever, I guess, memory.
Exactly. Right, thanks, Tony. That is, it is amazing, though. Just get me one. I always say that with the Arizona Cardinals.
As a Mets fan, though, he had something to celebrate yesterday.
Yes.
Jose Reyes' batting title. A lot of people irked about that.
Boy, that is
Come
big
on,
issue.
Come on, play through it. Ryan Braun played through it, and he went 0-for-4. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Play the game.
Let's go to Carbondale. What? Chase, how are you, Chase?
How are we doing, gentlemen?
Not great. Too bad. You're down in the big town of Carbondale.
That is correct. The dirty seat for the students down here, as they call it.
I love it.
I guess I'll make a quick comment here real quick and then pose a question to you guys, if you don't mind.
Okay.
The comment first is about the Cubs for next season, a common phrase that we Cubs fans have in our vocabulary.
Right.
I am calling it right now. I think Castro will defend his National League leading in hits for next season, barring a freak injury. And I think the Cubs are one big pitcher, not hitter, acquisition away from getting to the playoffs next year. I think that the back end of our rotation, if Cashner can stay healthy, that is, will be one of the younger, with Matt Garza coming back and being, in my opinion, one of the better pitchers of the second half of the MLB season. I think that pitching-wise, the Cubs should be very well next year.
Sounds good.
Now, my question to you guys is, 5 years from today, what do you think is going to be talked about more? The Cardinals' resiliency and their continued play to get into the wild card, or the Braves/Red Sox's collapse?
I tell you what, Chase, Steve Klein, former Cardinal pitcher, is on the line with us. Why don't we ask him that question, all right?
All right,
buddy. Thanks for calling, Chase.
And I'll answer before Steve. It's going to be the Braves and the
right.
Red Sox, because they go down in history as the top two biggest collapses of all time. And it's not taking away, I hope it's not taking away anything the Cardinals and Rays did.
Sure.
But everyone's going to remember the collapse more than the team that a lot of people are saying snuck in underneath them.
Unless you're the fan of Tampa Bay or St. Louis. Former Cardinals pitcher Steve Klein. Steve, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Anytime.
I would love to ask you, as a former big league player, were you able, number one, I guess, to watch that stuff last night? And as a former player, what was that like?
Well, yeah, I watched the game, and I was happy for the Cardinals because, you know, I still have a little Sox. That's, you know, I'm kind of bitter towards the Red Sox because I'm kind of glad to see them get whooped upon. But there would be, to answer the guy's question, that would be the biggest one. I don't remember the Braves because the Braves don't have, like, the following at Red Sox have, so.
Right.
The Red Sox will always go down as the worst collapse ever, I think.
Steve?
You know, the Braves battle, they did a great job all year, but, I mean, the Cardinals gave some chances.
Yep.
You know, and, you know, they just kept coming back, and they did a great job, you know. Can't blame them. Deserve to get in.
You were part, Steve, of some great teams in St. Louis. What is it like, that celebration to get that done and to have that? What is that like?
Well, the momentum's back on your side now because, first of all, you're going against the Phillies, who kind of knew they were clinched for a while, you know, and the Cardinals actually play the Phillies pretty well. So you're not really mad at the matchup you get. Everybody, you know, you're going to have to play the best to beat the best anyway. So it doesn't matter how you get in, you know, you have to go and play the next two or three teams that are going to be hot. And the Cardinals are, you know, I mean, yeah, they had to waste Carpenter last night, you know, which kind of hurts. But, you know, you never know. It's a sure thing. So, but you guys still got good pitching. As long as you can match them, you got to be able to hit. I mean, and that's the thing. You guys got the hitting that can match up with the Phillies pretty well. You know, so you guys always have a chance.
Former Cardinals pitcher Steve Kline joining us right now on the T&J Show. And, Steve, I got to ask you about, like, last night. When you looked at the Braves and you looked at the Red Sox, maybe we're looking too much into it, but it seemed like the momentum was just not in their favor. What's kind of the mentality? Have you ever had a season like that where you just couldn't get anything going? Did they seem like their mentality was, oh, no, here it goes again?
Oh, yeah. As a pitcher, your psyche is so important in this game, and when everything's going well, you feel no pressure. You just throw the ball and it's like, oh, the guy popped up or you missed the zone, but you know, everything's going so well, your momentum takes you everywhere. When you're struggling, you could bounce the ball and the guy will still hit it and it will hit the bag and roll over, and you just start waiting for that inning where you have that bad one inning. You're like, uh-oh, here it goes, it's starting. It's like bad teams, when bad teams play and they're playing great in the beginning of the year, and everybody's like, oh, this team, you know, like the Pirates did kind of early. And everybody's like, oh, man, the Pirates are doing good. It just takes one pretty bad week of baseball
right,
where they go boom, and they start believing, okay, this is the Pirates we were. Or the, you know, the Milwaukee Braves or whoever, you know, who's bad at one point in time, Kansas City Royals at the time, you know. And that's what you believe in. You know, you see kids do it all. I mean, I coach, and I see the kids do it all the time. It's heartbreaking because it's one of the biggest psychological things you have to get over. I felt bad for Papelbon. You know, you feel bad for all those
sure.
guys. I've been there. And it's a tough feeling to get over.
And the Cardinals now turn around. And, of course, as you mentioned a little earlier, you kind of broke it down a little bit. But you've got Roy Halladay. You've got Hamels. You've got a lot of these studs that St. Louis will be facing now. But I would assume, Steve, that they are going into this riding as high as they can, correct?
Yeah, I mean, you're going in, you're happy as can be in the playoffs. And everything changes once you get there. I mean, the Giants proved it last year. I mean, they went right into Philadelphia. They went up with, you know, everybody's like, well, they're young. They don't know what, you know, never been here before. And it didn't bother them. Timmy Lincecum, Matt Cain, all those guys, you know, pitched their butt off. You had an unsung hero in Cody Ross.
Sure.
I mean, Now you're pitching not to those guys, but you're pitching to Albert Pujols and Matt Holliday. You know, it depends how he's feeling. I mean, there's always questions, you know, in the pitching staffs and the young bullpen. But Tony will have those guys ready to go. I know Tony, and he lives for this. And this is he's telling that guys right now, hey guys, there's a reason why we're here, and let's show them why. You know, and Cardinals are always a great team.
Yeah,
and I'm just so happy for the fans because they have great fans. They just. You know, I know Tampa's in, and people might get mad at me, but Tampa, you know, doesn't sell out and don't bring people out. You know, you'd rather see teams who the fans support all the time
yep.
come out.
For me, that's just my opinion.
I'm throwing my support behind Steve Kline being back in that bullpen next year. I want to see the lefty specialist, Steve. Can you still do it?
I pitched actually today off the mound against all the kids trying to bunt out here in instructional league.
Yes.
And I don't think I can move my arm anymore. But it's not. If you don't mind seeing 84, you know.
So it lasted about an hour, and then that was it.
So it looked like the end of my career, 84 miles per hour in a cloud of dust. But my breaking ball's still there. I still got the hammer.
Oh.
I still struggle against my hammer. But I don't think the big league hitters would. I think they would like to see me pitch.
They might enjoy seeing Steve Kline back on that hill.
Yeah,
huh?
I've seen a lot of fight at the bat racks when I was coming up. So.
Well, Steve Kline, I cannot thank you enough. It's awesome to get a former big leaguer on our show and talk about last night. So thank you, Steve. We appreciate it.
No problem.
And hopefully next year when the season rolls around, maybe we'll run into you again.
Oh, hopefully. Hopefully I see you out there in those winter warm-ups and all the good stuff. But tell the Cardinals good luck and, to everybody up there. Beautiful. It's Illinois, right?
Yep, Vermont. Champaign.
Yeah, Champaign. Oh, beautiful place.
Awesome.
Beautiful place.
Steve, thanks, buddy.
No problem.
All right, that is Steve Kline, former big league pitcher and, of course, former Cardinal pitcher, joining us here on the Tay and Jay Show.
Yeah, nice to get his thoughts, especially on the mentality of a team that's losing like that, and the mentality of a team that's on a streak like that. By the way, the Post-Dispatch is reporting that Kyle Loesch will get the start in game one, Edwin Jackson will get the start in game two, and Chris Carpenter gets the start in game three in St. Louis, which I think we expected Carpenter to, but Loesch, Jackson, Carpenter. So Garcia, probably, if there's a game four, you get Jaime Garcia there.
It's interesting that he's not going with Garcia game two.
Yeah, well,
but Edwin Jackson was
pitched in some of these games.
He was good down the stretch. Tay and Jay Show. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM Latte, Jeremy Warner. Oh, what a show today. This was awesome. Got to thank current big leaguer Kyle Hudson, Baltimore Orioles outfielder. He joined us at 4:30. He scored the tying run last night for the Orioles in their win against the Red Sox. Then former big leaguer, former Cardinals pitcher Steve Kline just called in from Arizona. We appreciate getting his take also on that crazy night of baseball.
Yeah, we talked a lot of baseball today. Also had Lon's public apology. He'll do that again in a second. Also, Brad Evans, Yahoo Sports Fantasy Expert. Thanks to Brad for coming on. And Lindsey Wilhite from the Daily Herald. Probably the last time we'll have him on.
Yeah.
He's moving on to the Chicago Wolves. Good for him, though.
He's one of the good guys, too. Yeah. I mean, a lot of the media guys are always fun, and we enjoy them coming on, but Lindsey is a fun guy. He has fun with you, and he's a good guy, so we wish him luck. But he's going to spend a lot more time with his family, which is what it's all about.
Yeah, and he broke down Illinois Northwestern. If you miss any of those, you can go on myconnectfm.com, click on podcast. You can also get our podcast on iTunes. Just search the iTunes store. Just search Tay and Jay.
And tomorrow, we're going to be live at Jupiter's at the Crossing. That is at Windsor and Duncan in Southwest Champaign. We're going to be there from 3 to 6 doing our show live. We would love to see some of our listeners come out and join us. Fred Wakefield is going to be there as well. We've got Illini tickets to give away. We also have something else. This is a pretty neat deal.
Yeah, Jupiter's at the Crossing giving away a great deal. Pizza, pop, and pool deal. We'll give it out to three people tomorrow.
Wow.
The first three who come up to tell us our secret phrase that pays. And Lon, that phrase is?
Dare to dream.
So write that down. Dare to dream. And if you bring that out, you get pizza, pop, and pool. It's a value of $62.
Wow.
Just come out. That's a great night for you and your family. Also, if you're after the first three.
You can't be out there at three. Or
right, anyone else that says and comes up and tells us dare to dream, you get half-priced large pizza coupons. So even if you're not that first three,
sweet,
come out there, have a good time, and you have a cheap dinner out there, and it's great pizza out there at Jupiter's.
And you get a chance to meet Fred Wakefield, former Illini, former NFL player for the Cardinals and Raiders. And you can meet Jeremy and I.
Yeah.
I don't know how exciting that is.
Mike Carpenter as well.
And Mike Carpenter at 5 o'clock. So got a lot to do tomorrow, but I've got to get something done again today. And I felt like it was worthy enough to do twice. About 2 or 3 weeks ago, I said that the Cardinals weren't going to make the playoffs, that they were done. And the callers called, didn't they?
Shame. Shame. Shame, Monte.
They said if the Cardinals make the playoffs, you owe a public apology. Here it is. Despite growing up watching the magic of Redbirds baseball, I doubted that this Cardinals team would make the playoffs in 2011.
Mm.
Despite two wild card playoff bursts in my lifetime, I doubted this Cardinals team would make the playoffs in 2011.
Mm.
Despite three National League East division titles in my lifetime, I doubted this Cardinals team would make the playoffs in 2011.
Say it ain't so,
Despite eight National League Central titles in my lifetime, I doubted this Cardinals team would make the playoffs in 2011. Despite five National League pennants in my lifetime, I doubted this Cardinals team would make the playoffs in 2011.
That's too much doubt, brother.
Despite two World Series titles in my lifetime, I doubted that this Cardinals team would make the playoffs in 2011. I will never doubt again. So without further ado, I would like to formally apologize to the St. Louis Cardinals and all St. Louis Cardinals fans for doubting this team. Go Birds.
Your sins are forgiven.
I feel relieved. Can I now jump back on the bandwagon as they get ready to face Doc Halliday on Saturday?
We'll allow it because of the apology.
Okay. Well, hey, great show today. It's not every day that you have a current big leaguer and a former big leaguer join you. I still get giddy, by the way, on that.
And tomorrow we got a former NFL player.
Yes!
With us, Fred Wakefield, the Jupiters of the Crossing. Please come out and join us. We're having a blast. Kick off your homecoming weekend. And if you don't have tickets to the Illinois Northwestern game,
we're going
to
have them.
Come out. We're going to have plenty of them. So that's your chance to get some free tickets.
I am a former intramural wiffle ball champion twice at SIU. You can come meet me, too. It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM. See you tomorrow.